Father, we thank you. We thank you for this evening. We thank you, Father, for by your Spirit you teach us. We thank you, Father, for we get transformed, we get changed by what you teach us today. We thank you, Father, for you are making us conform to your image continually and from glory to glory. We thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for everyone listening here today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all those who are here and those who are coming, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will give them clarity of mind. In the name of Jesus, you will speak to them, Father. They will see even beyond what is said here. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You're welcome. Welcome your neighbor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we are continuing our series, Lessons from Rick Joyner's book, The Final Quest. We are using the 2010 edition, the E edition. We consider the copyright information page, we consider it as our page one. Glory be to God. Amen. Last week, the topic was entitled The Good Shepherd. Okay? And we saw that we reminded ourselves that Jesus is our good shepherd, and we are called to be good shepherds like him. So we should be good shepherds to those who God has given us influence over. All right? So we should never let something harmful, something bad happen to those who we have influence over. We should, you know, do the best we can to warn them of any harm that God might reveal to us. We also saw, which we know, that good shepherds feed the sheep and they heal the wounded sheep. All right? And then, good shepherds must be willing to suffer for the well-being of the sheep. All right? Just like Jesus, we must be ready to lay down our lives for the sheep. Amen? And we read in the final quest some two remarkable statements. The first statement said that the voluntary suffering of men for the Lord and for their fellow men is the greatest wonder of all. All right? The voluntary suffering of men for the Lord and for their fellow men is the greatest wonder of all. So as a shepherd, I'm talking to you, I'm not talking to myself. You're a shepherd, all right? Because there are people you have influence over, okay? So when you voluntarily suffer for their good, the angel here said that is the greatest wonder of all. Hallelujah. Amen. So there will be those times when you have to risk your life. But if it is for the good of others, God appreciates it. All right? And God considers you a good shepherd. Hallelujah. Then the second statement that we read from the final quest, which is remarkable, is it says that the Lord never promised that his way would be easy. But he has assured us that it would be worth it. All right? So as a good shepherd, God has never promised that it would be easy. Hallelujah. But it is worth it. when you look at things from the perspective of God and from the perspective of eternity. All right? It is worth it. So that's what we studied last week. Okay? So God is good. Hallelujah. Now, today, the topic for today is a bare life. All right? A bare life. Eh? The word bare basically means bare, eh? You know, bare, no covering. Eh? Okay? And, no covering. So, we're going to remind ourselves that our lives are bare before God. He sees everything we do. He takes account of what we do. The people in heaven are given that opportunity to see what we're doing. Okay, and one day, we're going to give account of our lives. Okay? So, yeah, hopefully this will help us. Remind us to live lives well-pleasing to the Lord. Okay? Especially knowing that you're being watched. Your life is bare. Hallelujah. Okay? Our theme scriptures, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Glory be to God. Okay? Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Okay? The key thing there is we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. We are surrounded by people. Okay? Invisible, you know, saints who have gone on before us, saints in heaven, and they are watching our lives. All right? Those are the witnesses. They are watching what? Our lives. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. LAT, anyone who has been in LAT for 3 years, you know the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 and 10 says, therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to God, to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Hallelujah. Yes, so since we're being watched, we also have to know that we shall be rewarded. We shall get, for the good that we did, we shall get something. And for the bad that we did, we shall get something. Okay? Our lives are being watched and things are being recorded. Glory be to God. Let's open the final quest, page 46, paragraph 10. This is an old acquaintance to Rick Joyner, who had died and he was in heaven. Rick Joyner meets him. By the way, right now, Rick Joyner has entered the throne room. All right? He has entered the throne room. Okay, so he meets an old acquaintance there. And Rick Joyner says that looking at me intently, page 46, paragraph 10, the first sentence. Looking at me intently, my former acquaintance continued, you are not here just to gain understanding, but to be changed. All right? The reason why we are reading that is to remind us why we are doing this study. We're not here to get understanding. The understanding, I mean, you have it in the book, okay? But we're here actually to be changed, to be transformed by the Lord, not just to gather info, knowledge, stories. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back a bit to page 44, okay? The topic today is a bare life. Bare means uncovered. Our lives are uncovered. They're being watched, seen. Whatever we do is being seen by the crowd of witnesses. Okay? And we are going to be, one day we are going to give an account of everything we have done. You know? At the judgment seat of Christ, we shall give an account and we shall be rewarded accordingly. Page 44, paragraph 7 and 8. Paragraph 7, Sorik Joyner asks the people, you know, as he's walking, you know, towards the throne. He's in the throne room. He's walking towards the throne. And he realizes that, hey, this guy is not me, Okay, so he says, how is it that you know me? I asked, surprised at my own boldness in asking them a question. Then they answered, they say that, you are one of the saints fighting in the last battle. A man close by responded, everyone here knows you, as well as all those who are now fighting on the earth. We are the saints who have served the Lord in the generations before you. We are the great cloud of witnesses who have been given the right to behold the last battle. We know all of you and we see all that you do. Isn't that amazing? You know, say, we know all of you. Tupamani. And more than that, we see all that you do. This is a great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12. Around like 3 years ago, I think it was before our church first anniversary, okay? Priscilla, you know her, she sometimes leads services on Sunday. We had a dream, her dad passed away many years ago, and he was saved. Then he passed away. So now, many years later, she gets this dream when the dad appeared to her in the dream, and Priscilla was like, it's been a long time, Then the dad said, no, I'm always watching you on Pastor Moses's iPad, tab. See that I'm always watching you on Pastor Moses's tab. The dream was like that. It's something of the kind. You see, of course, that meant, okay, first of all, it meant that the guy is in heaven. You know, and now Pastor Moses, of course, I believe was talking about the church, you know, when we meet on Sunday, on Thursday, okay, Wednesday like this, and guys, man, they're given an opportunity to zoom in. And now his dad in heaven, sees her on Sunday. Glory be to God. Sees on Sunday. I believe Priscilla, if she wanted to leave LAT, I think she would find it so hard. She said, what if I get in the right place where my dad can't see me anymore? You understand? But she's a serious dreamer. So most probably she will be like, I can only leave LAT if a dream comes. Not these things that Okay? So you see, anyway, she dreamt, man. Okay, and the dad told her, no, I'm always watching, seeing you on Pastor Moses' tab. Man, that dream, to me, it blessed me to see that, our church, it is worthy, God finds this worthy for it. He will hear to say, man, you watch the service down there. Glory be to God. Okay? So, this old acquaintance tells Joyner that we know all of you. Tuamani. Glory be to God. And we see all that you do. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm sure right now they say, yeah, guy, man, is a good shepherd. Right now in Uganda, I think the cameras in heaven are zoomed on this good shepherd. A guy who's risking his scattering in charge. Eh? See, man, God, you guys, you watch this guy. This guy is a wonder. You understand? But don't brag. It's not, eh? But you say, but the Bible says don't brag. First of all, it doesn't say that. There's no, that word is not in the Bible. Yes, say, okay, yeah, don't be proud. I'm not being proud. I'm testifying. You understand? Okay? Okay? So we know, all of you, we know all that you do. All right? The cloud of witnesses. The Bible study topic is a bare life. Our lives are bare. Glory be to God. All right? Page 47. Paragraph 4. The last two sentences. Okay, you're there? Yeah. So this is still the acquaintance, eh? Rick Joyner's acquaintance, who's now in heaven. Eh? He tells him that he, God, also gave us power to observe what is happening on earth. We are the great cloud of witnesses who are watching you and cheering you on. Hallelujah. They're not only watching, but they are also cheering us on. Glory be to God. Amen. If you're doing something great, you know, they are cheering you on. Eh? You know, God, you know, if you discourage, you want to give up on something, God has told you to do, they cheer you on. You understand? Eh? Don't give up. Eh? All right? Hallelujah. You're not alone. Eh? You understand? You're not helpless. Eh? Okay? There's so much help that is around you. Okay? Hallelujah. But for me, I want to see it well. You ask God to show you, you know, yeah? Okay? But whether you see it or you don't, there's so much help. Eh? I was telling someone today that based on all these things that I've been saying since last year, since July last year, okay? Okay, things which I now even write and why, you know, based on all those things, you know, it's dangerous, okay? But, like, especially for a small church of this kind. But I was telling someone that there's no way this church, LAT, can get off the scene right now. You know, okay? Because right now, of course, in future, if we mess up, it can get off the scene. Eh? But right now, it cannot. Why? Because right now, God is in need of places which you'd call like cities of refuge, or acts of salvation. Ark, you know? Noah's Ark, you remember? Eh? You know, God is in need of such places right now. Okay? Because of what is going to happen or what has begun happening. God is in need of such places. Places which will take care of broken hearts. You understand? Eh? Because they have started, or they started, and more are coming. As in, more broken hearts are coming. So God is in need of those places, hospitals, where the wounded sheep will be healed. Okay? Now, I'm sure top on the list of those places is LAT. Because we are one of those. Of course, I'm sure there are others, but I don't know of them. But we are one of those who have like come out boldly to say, guys, flee for your lives. So God is in need of such places which are going to take care of broken hearts, the wounded. You see, All right? So, like all those things, they cheer me on. You understand? Cheer me on. You write a word of the week, then someone sends you a thank you. Say, man, thank you. It has answered the last question. Because someone gave me a dream to interpret and I couldn't. Now your word of the week has it. And the dream is again in line with that subject. There is a preacher raping you. You understand? Eh? And by the way, the rape is the financial rape. It is not the worst bit. Okay? I know too much. It is not the worst. In fact, that is... You're better off if that is the only thing that is done to you. There are worse things this preacher is doing. One of them, like we had, is he's giving out defiled food. Defiled food. Because I feel encouraged. I just say, well, you get encouraged by defiled food. Amen. And so, you're not alone. Eh? Okay, you have help. Eh? You're being watched. Eh? Okay? Priscilla, I think right now, her Christian life, eh, since then, man. Say, my dad is watching me and he's encouraged. You know, eh? Maybe that even just meant to encourage you that, yeah, be healthy. Eh? That's where I'm watching you from. Okay? All right? So they are cheering us on. Eh? Okay? So don't get discouraged by whatever you might be going through, especially if God is the one who put you like in a thing like that. All right? He told you to do something and you're doing it, but somehow things are, you know, don't get discouraged. Okay? Of course, on earth, there are people to cheer you on, you know, your friends, your pastor, you know. However, they're not the only ones. Okay? The great crowd of witnesses is cheering you on. Don't give up. Don't do what? Don't give up. Hallelujah. Page 45, the first paragraph and the last two sentences. Okay? This again is Rick Joyner's old acquaintance who is in heaven now. He tells him that if I had known on earth what I know here, I would not have lived the way I did. You are greatly blessed to be able to come here before you die. All right? He says, if I had known what I know now when I'm in heaven, I would have lived my life on earth very differently. Then he tells him that you're blessed, man, to come here, you know, like before you die, you know, you're blessed. Okay? Now, Regina, he went there, so he's blessed that is. So now, you know, so I'm sure his life is different. But then we're also blessed that at least this information was passed on to us. Glory be to God. It was passed on, we know it, you know, So we cannot say, for me, I've never seen a video. I wonder, and God, if God can take me to heaven one day and I also see, you know, I will live differently. All right? You see, this experience or these experiences that Rick Joyner had, they were written for our admonition. For our example, you understand? And in fact, there's somewhere in the book where it says that he had them, you know, God gave them to him so that they can benefit many more people. You know, it's there somewhere. He was told in heaven that this is actually for the people. Glory be to God. Okay? So for me right now, you know, I don't need to go to heaven to experience what Rick Joyner experienced so that I can what? Style up. For me, just having the book, The Final Quest, to me, see, that's why, in fact, I was told 2 years ago, something like that, you know, I had the Lord speak to me one day, and he told me, if you want to be great in heaven, okay, master The Final Quest. Master that book, if you want to be great in heaven. So you see, God is not giving me a promise that I one day give you an experience like Rick Joyner. He said, no, I'm not giving it to you. Maybe he will, but he has never told me he will. He told me, you now master what some guy has written, what he experienced. All right? So in a sense, man, I've also been in the throne room, you know. I don't need, you know, In fact, I even have the audio, man. It is 5.5 hours, I think. Powerful stuff, man. Yeah? An audio book. Eh? You just play it in your car every day. It's powerful, man. Okay? Okay, so the guy tells him, man, if I knew what I got to know when I came to heaven, I would have lived my life very differently. So, like we read, we are not here to get understanding, but to get changed, so that we can live lives where we won't regret when we get to heaven. Okay? I want to be the best shepherd, the shepherd that I'm supposed to be. This is why I've been saying things since last year, July, writing things. I'm like, there's a huge risk to what I'm doing. But I'm like, man, I don't want to get in heaven. And I regret. Secondly, I feared man. I feared because all the people might leave. And see, your church is small. Now you're saying those things. Who are you? People will leave. What will you do? You left your job, Hallelujah. Good is that you just do what I told you to do. A good shepherd. You're trying to protect the wolf. A wolf is destroying your sheep. That wolf is not a shepherd. You are the shepherd. You understand? Glory be to God. So, I want to be great in heaven. Hallelujah. And you should be great in heaven. If you recognize that you're being watched and everything that you're doing is known, your life is bare. Okay? Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. we used to play with Elvis a certain... Those video games, football. You know those video things? Then as you're playing, man, you're going to, score your goal. Then the commentator would say, there's nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. When things are bad, man. Glory be to God. Yeah. So you're still on page 45, verse 9. Paragraph 9, sorry. Today, by the way, there's nothing deep. This is deep enough. Just reminding you, you're being watched. And one day you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account, and you'll be rewarded accordingly. That's the whole point. Things if you've been in LAT. Movie money, this is like the primary message of LAT, I think. All right? Okay? So, yeah. Paragraph 9, page 45. This old acquaintance again tells Rick Joyner that there is an aristocracy of sorts here in heaven. Aristocracy, you know what that means? Basically, there are classes in heaven. There is a low class, there is a middle class, there is now the upper class of people. That's what it means. Okay, the next thing is there in heaven. In heaven, some people are greater than others. Even on earth, some shepherds are greater than others. Some shepherds are not good shepherds. Glory be to God. So right now, God must be saying, you're greater than someone. Shepherd. Okay, so aristocracy in where? In heaven. Then he says that the rewards for our earthly lives are the eternal positions that we will have forever. This great multitude are those whom the Lord called foolish virgins. Now, this Rick Joyner's acquaintance is in the low class. You understand? A low class man. He wasted his life. That's why he was saying that if I knew what I got to know when I got here in heaven, I would have lived my life. So he's in low class. Okay? Then he talks about the guys he's with in the law class. He says that this great multitude are those whom the Lord called foolish virgins. We knew the Lord and trusted in his cross for salvation, but we lived for ourselves more than we really lived for him. We did not keep our vessels filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit. We have eternal life, but we wasted our lives on earth. Okay? And, you know, there's really no one who's going to get in heaven. And they get shocked when they are thrown in there. When they are low in rank. I don't think anyone is going to get shocked. Because somehow, somehow God has been speaking to them, somehow, since they got saved. God has been speaking to them, style up, do this for me, you know, You understand, So the shock, I think, will be that, God was serious, But they won't be like, I'm shocked, I'm here, you understand, Somehow, I think, intuitively, people will know that, I wasted my life. Glory be to God. Wasted life. You're there, not you, I'm saying some people. You're there living for other people instead of living for Jesus. You're there living for your mother. I mean, you're above 18. Okay, if you are above 18, but your mother is still paying fees, there you can, say, but God, man, it's tight. The moment I finish university, after she has finished paying the tuition, I'm going to stop living for her, Ali. So maybe God says, okay, then I understand. I know it's tight, but okay, let's wait. Then you come out of uni, you there still living for your mother. You like a chick, you see a chick who, you believe God is saying that you marry, but my mother, my mother told me that tribe, my mother won't be happy with me. You know, Because your mother was chucked by some guy of that tribe many years ago. I'm telling you, this is what happens, You may be surprised why your mother doesn't like some tribes, but she can't tell you. Okay? But when it's something, man, some guy in senior six who messed her up. I'm telling you. My mother, my father. So instead of living for Jesus, you're there wasting your life. You're an adult, but you're still living for your father. Okay? You're there. Not like in our, the small dispensation that we're in right now in Uganda or Kampala. You're there living for a wolf. God told you, stop going to that place. But you know, but my friends, what am I going to tell my friends now? Because now what? You understand? You're living for your friend. You understand? And the wolf is going to mess all of you up. In fact, the wolf started a long time ago. And instead of now somehow God has been merciful, given you info. But my friends, now what will they say? You know? Now, ma, they're going to come and start, being on my case. Instead of living for Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? Let us live, For Jesus, for God. Let us not waste our lives. Hallelujah. Page 50. Paragraph 8. This Bible study is serious. People turn books. You're like, we've never had a Bible study like this in my former church. Okay. Now here, Rick Joyner is with Martin Luther. All right. If you're in LAT, you should now know that reformer, because now he has finished talking with the old acquaintance. All right. In the low class. And in the low class, there's another guy called. In the final quest called the great reformer. If you read all that the reformer says and his wife, you realize that is Martin Luther. Martin Luther, the reformer, the reformation guy. That's why you see, he talks about the grace of God, you understand? Because again, that was what the reformation was about. Okay? Saved by grace or through faith. So this is Martin Luther. And Martin Luther is among the low ranking guys in heaven. Man, that's when you realize that these things are very serious. And anyway, Bambi, he says why he ended up there. He said, man, on earth I was great, but then he says that, okay, some of the things I did actually, they were not for the Lord. They were for him and his wife. Because his wife later also talks, say, yeah, I made this guy do these things. You understand? So Luther is in the lower. These things are very, very serious. So what can help us not to end up where Luther is, you know, is by knowing that we are being watched. They know all of us and they know everything that we do. And now that is just the cloud of witnesses, okay? Who, you're like, who cares about them? Are they the ones who are going to reward me? Okay? And that is understandable. But God, you know, is watching. You understand? Our lives. Okay? And is recording. We're going to see. There are books in heaven, which one day will be opened. You know, So the great reformer, he's the low rank. Okay, so now, this is one of the reasons why Rick Joyner had these experiences, which he wrote in this book, The Final Quest, is to give you an opportunity to be greater than Martin Luther. Hallelujah. To be greater than who? Martin Luther. Martin Luther, you will never, most of you, almost all of us, might never become as famous as Martin Luther. Okay? However, you can become greater than him. And it is his joy, by the way. That's why he shared all these things. Why? So that you can do better than him. You understand? This is an opportunity. You can be greater than what? Martin Luther. Martin, you know, Billy Graham, wasn't as famous. Because Billy Graham, Martin Luther, what he did, it was in 1500s, is it? 1500s, Okay? So up to now, books, Martin Luther, Reformation, you understand, Billy Graham, it's just decades. Martin Luther, centuries, You know, So, you understand? Now, anyway, I don't know what I was going to say, but what I want to say is that this may sound bad, okay, but, you know, there's truth to it. We really don't know right now. Unless you get a dream, a vision, and God tells you, we really don't know, okay, the Billy Graham's status in heaven. He passed away last week on a Wednesday. We really don't know his what? His status, how great he is. What we know is just these what? Earthly things. Okay? Most of it, there is hype in them. Exaggerations. Political interests. You understand? You understand? We really don't know. Okay? Now, like, Martin Luther, I think even Joyner was shocked, I guess, when he saw him in Loran. Say, you're the great reformer who rescued us from the Catholic Church, you know? Great. Now, so that because those guys had hidden the Bible, they didn't want us to read it. You're the one who opened it up for us. Okay? You must be great. You must be near Jesus there, eh? Right-hand man gets in heaven and you go, right-hand man, you're looking where? Tally, then you walk, nowhere is those ends, man. Eh? Can't find him. But only, you know, region only realized this when he was given that experience. Eh? Okay? So the same applies to all other guys. The Billy Grahams. The Tumani. Amen? But you cannot by the inner witness. Eh? You know, the witness say, yeah, guy was great. You understand? Eh? But unless otherwise, the Tumani. And maybe God is like, that is none of your business. You do your part now. Eh? Do your part now with the help of what? The final quest. Glory be to God. Hmm? Secret preachers watch, eh, pray, eh? And God is calling them wolves. Eh? They are what? They are hurting the sheep. And you on earth, what? Where, you know, eh? We say, look at these ones. Hallelujah. Amen? So, by studying this, reading these things, we're being given opportunities to become greater than them. Hallelujah. Okay? So, page 50, paragraph 8, the great reformer says, now this is wonderful. It says, God does have a different set of history books than those on the earth. God does what? Another set of history books. Who's greater? There's some people who believe I should go to some place that I can get financial prosperity, like impartation, eh? Yeah? You know those things, eh? Like impartation, eh? You know. Pastor Moses, he has nothing to, because he doesn't go about where, so what can he give you, eh? You understand, eh? Because the whole thing is about where. But I think about myself, eh? I'm like, if there's anyone who should, anyway, God anointed me the financial prosperity was CEO of what? So I don't need to get it from any Ugandan. You know, and I see those things and people who get annoyed. But it's the truth. There cannot be two presidents. Are you listening to me? I mean, they cannot. Eh? So I don't need it from any Ugandan. I don't. On the contrary, those Ugandans who people think mad, they should come to me. Hallelujah. Do you remember that dream of the cross? The side which was shining and the side which was bleeding? You understand? Eh? I was on the, my part was one shining. And someone else, it was bleeding. Now God's heart is bleeding over the way that person is handling financial prosperity, money, is raping people. Okay? But the children of God are seeing it as what? Financial prosperity. Banonia impartation. From a heart, from a thing where God is bleeding. But why are they doing that? Because led by the senses. Pastor Moses, really? Yeah? Harry, are you AV? And you say, we see it, it's dirty. Why don't you wash your car? 10 years are called a motor car. You understand? Eh? But yet you know, eh? You are like, but guy is the FPO. But because you're led by the senses, you don't what? Even consider that. You just say, why? You know, you led by hype, led by the senses. And you forget the real thing God told you, that actually that is the guy. So this is what they're saying. Well, it applies. Eh? God does have a different set of history books, eh? Or even books, than those on what? On earth. Eh? You have had a glimpse of this, but you do not yet know how different they are. earthly histories will pass away, but the books that are kept here will last forever. If you can rejoice in what heaven is recording about your life, you're blessed indeed. If you can do what? Rejoice in what heaven is recording. Eh? So that means that heaven is recording. Okay? And the recordings in heaven cannot be corrupted, eh? Like what happened to our audio. What? You guys, after here, you should go to Mark and he plays you how, man, our thing was messed up. You know, someone messed it up, eh? Because of what was said last, what? Anyway, I think, you know, that's what some people think. Okay? So heaven has a different set of history books. The other thing for me, I've told you, I've read The Final Quest since 1999, this book. You know, and recently, 2 years ago, I was told, if you want to be great in heaven, master that book. So these are the things which I read and they shock me. Every time I read them, I get shocked. I'm like, man, God, you know, let me, help me to study. Get shocked, man. That's why, and now when you understand that, you become secure in who you are, what God has told you to do. You become secure in week in, week out, doing a Bible study with less than 10 people. You know, sir. Because, you know, heaven has a different set of history books. You know, 10, less than 10. Today, are you 10? Maybe you're less. Or you're 10 now. But, you know, many, what? Less than 10. And you're, but are you the FPO? If you're the FPO, really, people, the anointing should be drawing people. Well, that is up to the anointing. I'm not responsible for the anointing. I'm responsible for doing my work. And why do I enjoy it, doing it? You know, less than 10 people? Because I know heaven has a different set of history books. Glory be to God. I'm not saying it is, but this could be the greatest thing that is happening in this city. This Bible study, it could be. I'm not saying it is. I don't know. But because I know heaven has a history, a different set of history books, the greatest is not numbers. It is not how many doctors come for a Bible study. It's not that. So when you understand that, you man, just what? Rejoice what you do, you know, as long as my motives are, you know. These are a fellowship in Kampala, which has many people. Okay, so now you can't say that I'm talking about this fellowship because there's so many fellowships which have many people. So this fellowship, now let me talk in terms of percentages, because if I speak the real values, numbers, he's talking about this. So this fellowship, someone had a dream, I think it was like a year ago. And God was telling them that if this fellowship had done the work they have done, the way I wanted them to do it, all right? Then God says something like, by now, by last year, they would have been like 20% what they were last year. 20%. If they were doing the ministry the way I wanted them, what? According to my plan, you understand? Strategy. Okay? They would have been what? 20%, meaning that the other 80%, which is celebrated, God is like, that one, it wasn't me. God has a different what? Set of history books. Some guy dreamed and some guy believes, a prophet, had that dream. Meaning that if, let's say you are 1,000, okay? 20% of 1,000 is what? 200, is it? Eh? Eh? 200. So God is saying that, let's say those guys are 1,000, and God is saying that if they had been doing my work the way I wanted them to do it, they would be 200, not 1,000. And God is like, so deal with that dream. For me, I've told you. So now there you are, you're celebrating, you think the bigger the numbers, the greater the what? God said, those are yours. For me, my whatever, they're different, you know. Do you understand? So here you are, Pastor Moses, on Thursday, Wednesday, you're teaching less than 10 guys, then you become insecure. Then you start very kind of things, And man, 100 guys come. So you see, yet when you're anointing, we're powerful. Bible, yes, Bible, whatever you have faith, you show me. And God is like, how many? 100. That Pastor Moses guy, if he had been doing my work the way I wanted him to do it, there would be 8. But now here, kind of people are celebrating the extra 92. How great we are, man. Our pastor is anointed, you know. Bible study, 100 people. I'm going to say, nonsense. And those shockers are coming in heaven. 1,000 people, and God says, by now, what, 200? Momulos are anointing everyone. God says, no, they're supposed to be 200. Never again, I'm a carnality, and those numbers were all, they all came because of carnality. Man, these things, that's why for me, man, 8 people Bible study, I am not one. Empty seats on Sunday, I always tell people, as long as God is paying the rent, through you, of course, and I appreciate you, for me, and as long as there are these constant dreams which come, you're doing great. You understand? To me, that's it. This number thing is fake, man. It's fake, 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 fake. If you're not in the will of God. Hallelujah. You see? The great crowd of witnesses, including Jesus, they know all of us. And they know everything we're doing. We read it in the final question, for those of you who came late. Hallelujah. And again, the purpose of this Bible study is not just to get understanding, but for our lives to be what? To be changed. Glory be to God. You're there, Pastor, you're trying to please people. God has given you information. Your sheep are being hurt, you know. Then you withhold the information because you have. But these sheep, the way I see them, if I tell them, they will leave. Okay? So you don't tell them, and they don't leave. And you're 100. Okay? And God is like, that is nonsense. If that Pastor Moses guy had told those guys, they would be 60. But because he didn't tell, he didn't warn the sheep, that's why they are 100. You see, trying to please what? There's a key person in charge who we lost. A sheep, a blessing. But after Bible study last week, the things the sheep had say that God told me to leave immediately. Glory be to God. So you see all those things. So it's going to be what? Instead of warning the sheep, you're there, if I don't, they will leave, you know. And Judith is a key person in the church. Now they leave, man, you know. You know, so she remains. So you have numbers and God is like, what? That's nonsense, rubbish. That number is fake. It's because he's not saying what I want him to say. Okay? Heaven has a different one. Never forget that. Eh? But I think also what helps me with being a little bit unwise with what comes out of my mouth, I think it's because I know the future of reality. Okay? Last year, I had a dream. You know, my daughter, she's 6, so she has a friend at school, a young girl, her age mate. Yeah, so, yeah, I dreamt when that young girl was telling me that small church that you've built, the young girl was telling me, she's called Chanel. Yeah, so the girl was telling me in the dream that small thing which I began building, that small thing I've done, LET, she told me that it's going to become the largest. So you can see that's where I am, what? But what gives this guy? It's because I know the future. That's why I'm like, for me, I'm being the will of God, you know. I've had dreams about LATA, the future. You understand, great things. I've had some people come, dreamt, some very influential guy, coming, joining LATA. So that's why, for me, I'm like, the will of God, there's this thing that will happen one day. And as long as he's paying the rent through Dr. Bridget, through Miss Judith can see me, through Norman, settled. So he says, if you can rejoice in what heaven is recording about your life, you are blessed indeed. Men see through a glass darkly, so their histories will always be clouded and sometimes completely wrong. Sometimes what? Completely wrong. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 and 12. This is John the apostle saying, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, and from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened." What were opened? Books, plural. "And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of what? Of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books." So there's a book and there are books. The book has to do with salvation. You understand? If your name is there, heaven, you understand? Okay? But then there are also books. Books now are for the works. What you did. Yes, you're going to heaven, but now there's being rewarded for what you did. Which class you'll be in. You understand? Of course, this particular passage is talking about now those guys will be going to hell. Alright? But it applies also to us who will be going to heaven. Okay? Our books are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but there are also other books where our works and motives. It's not just about works, it is motives also. You can't say, my fellowship, I grew it. So the work is I grew it to 1,000 people. But there will be now the motive. And how you did it. You understand? You decided to empty other people's churches. You're gonna, that thing is there, it's recorded. You can't escape it. Okay? Then you began to promise people ridiculous things. Because people are desperate. Bambi, I want to buy a busy way. Okay? Buy a busy way. People have needs. So God didn't tell you that I've given you that anointing, but you just say now the way to get people is by telling them this anointing. Bam, because people have what? Issues. Bam, they come. You see the how, eh? Yeah? And there's a why. So you're 1,000 people, but God is like, we shall what? We shall meet. All right? We shall what? We shall meet one day. There's this guy, a cardiac, a surgeon, Omagino, the cardiac, they're called what? A cardiologist, okay? Omagino, some guy in Mulago, he, in the Heart Institute. So I remember when we were in fifth year, used to teach the what? Those things. surgery. So, in fifth year, so the guy would go on the wards, we are learning, then he asks us things that we don't know. Then the guy said, okay, I'm going to leave you. But very soon, because now you see, it is fifth year, so you're getting out. So he told us that, but very soon, we are going to meet as colleagues. Then I'll show you. As we are going to meet doctor, then we shall handle each other. If you don't know these things now, okay, you pass, but very soon, in a few months, we're going to meet doctor to doctor, and then we shall handle ourselves. He's true, I remember him, he told us, it's very soon we're going to meet as colleagues, now not just, master, teacher, and what? Student. Now we shall be colleagues. Your doctor, I'm a doctor now. Let us handle ourselves. So, in a sense, in a good sense, that's what is going to happen on that day. We're going to what? Then, books will be unleashed. Sky heavy table. Okay? But for us guys, it's going to be great. If you master the final quest, I'm telling you this book, and there's an audio I've told you. And now there are going to be recordings, our elite recording studies. So you'll do well. You'll do great. Glory be to God. Okay, so we are still page 50, paragraph 8. So we go down, I think it is paragraph 9 or something. Rejoiner asks, says, you know, he's asking the reformer, who man was a nobody in heaven. Rejoiner asks that, how was it that so many other leaders esteemed you so? I inquired, still having trouble absorbing what I was hearing. Very few Christians, even very few leaders, have the true gift of discernment. Without this gift, it is impossible to accurately discern truth in those of the present or the past. Even with this gift, it is difficult until we have been here. Then it goes on. Basically, until heaven. That is when the real truth will be unleashed. But in the meantime, every one of us knows the truth about our lives. So we won't get shocked in heaven. All of us, we know the what we're doing, the motives we're doing them. You understand? But other people don't know us. You understand? But we all know. Bridget knows. Emmy knows. The good motives for what you're doing. Not the bad ones, the good ones. Hallelujah. Okay, page 53, paragraph 3. But before we read it, Let's open the Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Verse 14 says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Okay? The prize of the what? Upward call, which is also called what we're going to read, it is called, yes, it is something like the high calling. Yeah? All right? So, after you've read 14, now let's go to verse 12, up to 15. So verse 12 says, this is Paul saying that, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize or the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Then he said, therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. Have which mind? The mind of pressing toward the goal for the prize or the upward call. Eh? Or the prize of the what? The high calling. Alright? So that high calling is again ranks in heaven. Eh? Okay? That's a high calling, the prize of high calling. Eh? Ranks in heaven. And say that as many as are mature, have this mind. Okay? Don't just live just like that. Have this mind. Go for the prize or the high calling. Alright? So, page 53, paragraph 3. It says that the high calling is not out of reach for anyone that the Lord has called. This is Martin Luther, the great reformer, telling Rick Joyner, the high calling is not out of reach for anyone that the Lord has called. I will tell you what will keep you on the path of life. Love the Savior. Seek His glory alone. Everything you do to exalt yourself will one day bring you the most terrible humiliation. Everything you do out of genuine love for the Savior to glorify His name will extend the limits of His eternal kingdom and ultimately result in a much higher place for yourself. That is a high calling. Live for what is recorded here. Care nothing for what is recorded on earth. Okay? Live for what is recorded in heaven. Care nothing for what is recorded on earth. If you do that, you will get the prize or the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You will rank highly, you'll be ranked highly in heaven. Okay? Remembering that right now, they know all of us, and they're seeing everything we're doing. Okay? And they wish that everything we do would be what God wants. That is that, you remember, they're cheering us on, cheering us on in the good that we're doing. Continue. Why are they doing that? It's because they want us to even be greater than them when we cross over. They're cheering us on. Hallelujah. Okay? And finally, the same page, 53, paragraph 9. Paragraphs 9, this is still the great reformer, Martin Luther. He tells Joyner that the more people praised us, us means him and the wife, the more people praised us and the more we accepted their praises, the farther we drifted from the path of life. Then we started living for the praises of men. How sad. We started living for the praises of men and to gain power over those who would not what? Praise us. Huh? Who does she think she is? Well, can she, then she know that I'm famous and everyone is bowing. Like everyone is calling me a celeb. Everyone is whatever. My name, eh? And for her, who does she think he is? You know, eh? So now, eh? You start going for those guys who are not what? Showing that you're great. Who say, why? Your things are fake for me. Why? You know, eh? So he says, you know, we started living for the praises of men and to gain power, eh? Over those who would not praise us. That was our what? What's that word? Demise. That was our demise. And it is the same for many who are here in the lowest place. Yeah? He should have said, yeah? For many who are here with me in the lowest place. It is the same. The praises of men, they lived for that. The praises of your mother. Presence of your father, the presence of your brother. Okay? So, let's live for God. Eh? Let's care for what is recorded in heaven, eh? Not for what is recorded on earth. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. This is Paul. Paul says, for do I now persuade men, O God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. Paul says, if I still pleased men, where my ambition is to please men, he says, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for what we have heard in the name of Jesus. May what we have heard, Father, what we have learned today, what you brought to remembrance today, Father, may it change our lives. May we live for you and you alone. May we care nothing as far as what is recorded on earth. May we only care what is recorded in your books in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Father, you give people grace to do what they're supposed to do. You enable them, Father, to always endeavor to have right motives in whatever they do. Knowing that the great one awaits them in heaven, and they will live great in that day. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.